Do you enjoy being alone? While I do adore being where the people are in any given situation, I do come to a place I need alone time. I need a quiet place without words, noise, and other people. I even crave it at times. I must admit, a nice long drive by myself is one of my favorite things. Many, though, do not enjoy being alone. I can't help but think, as the holidays are upon us, some of you will face them alone. Seasons change, and some seasons are full of life and people and activities on the calendar, while others are spent with fewer and fewer people, responsibilities, and events on the calendar. Anxiety, fear, and depression can set in just thinking about being alone for the holidays. While on the other hand, anxiety, fear, and depression can set in thinking about being with family, the struggle is real for both. Whatever you're feeling, walking through, or facing as the holidays draw near, know God is with you and you are loved. From my own experience, the more I rest in Jesus and spend time in prayer and in His Word, I feel His presence with me in each moment. I see Him in everything around me. I'm in awe of the beauty of His creation, and I see Him at work. That daily reminds me and reveals to me He is with me. He is my comfort. He is my portion and all I need in and out of every season. Still, I love how Jesus moves through us, His body of believers, the church. We are the hands and feet and sometimes hugs of Jesus to bring comfort to those alone and hurting around us. I was reminded of this one night. My daughter was up late working on geometry. I saw her light on and couldn't go to sleep thinking about her working away all alone. I went upstairs and asked if she needed some help. Thankfully, my amazing high school math teacher, Miss Merritt, gave me somewhat of a love for math. I helped look at a few things with her and double-check some things, but as far as the work, she was doing it, but still she just wanted me to stay with her while she finished. Even though I was tired and it was nearing midnight, I stayed. It mattered. She didn't want to be alone while she did what she had to do. Our journey through this life takes us over hills and through valleys. While it is our journey and road to walk, knowing someone is praying for us or just there with us can be such a comfort. Matthew 26:36. Then Jesus went with His disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and He said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with Him, and He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then He said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with Me." Jesus is feeling the weight of the path before Him. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow. He brings His inner circle of friends, Peter, James, and John, into the garden to pray and keep watch with Him. What happens next is not once, not twice, but three times He comes back to find them asleep. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He wanted them with Him. He wanted the comfort and prayers of His friends. Even as they fell short in their weariness, the Father was with Jesus as He prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." If you're struggling this season, lay your burdens and worries down at the Father's feet like Jesus did in the garden. Maybe you could be the one to reach out to someone who may be hurting and alone. You don't have to fix anything or have to have the right answers to what they may be facing, but by simply being with them, you are being the hands and feet of Jesus. That's the truth. Remember, He is God with us. So let's take time to be with someone today and share the love and peace of Christ this season. I'm Lori Klein.